When it comes to heating my home, my water, cooking meals, or drying clothes, nothing beats natural gas from CenterPoint Energy. It's my most affordable option. It costs less to use than most other energy sources, and it's easier on the environment. So if you already have natural gas, keep it. But if you're replacing an appliance, choose it.
At CenterPoint Energy, we're investing in infrastructure to help bring comfort and savings to you. To learn more, visit centerpointenergy.com/naturalgasbenefits. CenterPoint Energy. Always there.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We'll move to the second quarter. Mountain Home trailing Sheridan by a score of 14-0. A second down coming up for the Bombers. Second and 8 from the Sheridan 48-yard line. Getting ready to play, and the official steps in, and the nose guard, Glenn Wright, will have to come out. Some kind of equipment problem, and well, let's bring in another nose guard real quick. First play of the second quarter coming up for Mountain Home. Two receivers on the right side for the Bombers. McKay in a quarterback. He is going to hand it off this time to Hershberger and has a nice run. He's going to be near a first down. He's got it inside the 40 to the 39-yard line, and the Bombers have another first down.
Great job there on the carry by Hershberger. You know, statistically, that first quarter was dominated by Sheridan. They rolled up 125 total yards of offense, half of that on the ground, 36 in the air, and while we were limited to just 28 yards of offense. But that's a very good positive sign. Hopefully we're able to get over there on the sidelines, do some talking, and get some adjustments made.
Bombers with their third first down of the night, 7 so far for the Yellow Jackets. Motion comes to the near side. The handoff on the misdirection play goes left side. And with the carry is Lawson Stockton, who's in at the halfback position. He and McKay have just switched positions, and Stockton is going to be very near first down, and they're going to give it to him at the 29-yard line, and the Bombers pick up 10.
That's that little cutback play, almost a little belly play there where he went against the grain. And that actually ran into his own teammate, that slowed him down a little bit. But that was a really nice carry, and that's the thing about both Lawson and Bryce. They're so interchangeable. Right. They can go back and forth and share those duties.
11:05 left in the first half. Bombers down a couple of touchdowns, 14-0 right now. McKay will give it to Hershberger, bounces off the first tackler, inside the 20, down to the 19, and very close to another first down. And they're going to call it a first down, just enough to move the chains again. And, boy, after struggling the first drive, the Bombers have reeled off plays of 9, 10, and 10 on their last three plays.
And maybe that's all we needed to do, you know, get a chance to get over there, get a drink of water, get a little break, and then talk about the things that we can change on the field and make those adjustments.
First down from the 19 of Sheridan. And the fullback is going to take it straight ahead and ran into one of his own blockers that time. Boy, I tell you, Hunter Price got rolled up from behind that time as he got hit by big Brock Boje.
A little tangled feet on that one. I think actually one of the linemen may have got stepped on.
It's a gain of 1 to the 18-yard line. So 2nd and 9 coming up now for Mountain Home. 10 minutes left in the first half, 14-0, Sheridan with the lead. The Yellow Jackets have scored in their first two possessions of the night.
Really important to get an answer right here because you're in scoring position, you're getting down inside the red zone. Just need to be smart with the football right here.
Strong left formation, the ball given to Boje, and, well, he is hit by three. Oh, check it, it's McKay that kept it. Boje got hit by three Yellow Jackets, and McKay is going to take it to the 15-yard line. Ball came loose. He was down, though, and it's a 3-yard gain to the 15.
That was three tough yards there, too, because McKay pulled it late. You know, we all thought that Boje was right. Going to get stuck for a loss, but he was able to get it out of the fullback's belly, get around the corner. He had one guy that he was able to make miss and turn that into a positive play.
So third down and about 6 coming up here for Mountain Home. 9:10 left in this first half. And a whistle and a timeout, Sheridan. 9:04 left in the first half. It's Sheridan leading 14-0. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
There's nothing better than watching the Bombers win a great football game. It takes a whole team to make it happen. Kind of like the team at Dewey & Sons Plumbing. They've been providing the Twin Lakes area with the best in plumbing, whether it's new construction, remodel, or emergency repairs for over 40 years, and supporting the Bombers that long as well. When you need plumbing service, remember the plumber number, available 24/7, 425-4868. Dewey & Sons. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
9:04 left in the first half, a 14-0 Sheridan lead. But, Sonny, we're seeing a little more spark in this Bomber offense on this drive.
Most definitely. He made some adjustments, doing really good with pulling the ball right now. You know, it's going to be interesting here. Are you trying to get this in one chunk play, or is this two-down territory where you're going for, you know, being down 14? I don't know if you're willing to settle for a field goal.
Third down and six from the Sheridan 15-yard line. McKay looking over the defense. Motion to the near side. The ball is given to the fullback this time. A pickup of about three. That was Hershberger that time. He's going to take it down to about the 12. So fourth and about three coming up here for Mountain Home. Just under 9 minutes left in this opening half. Offense stays out for Mountain Home. Fourth and a long three here for the Bombers. The play being sent in from the sideline. Just now getting to the huddle with it. 13 seconds left on the play clock. They break the huddle with nine. They're going to have to hurry and get set. Fourth and three. Big play for this Bomber offense here. And McKay will give it. And, boy, there's nothing but blue jerseys there and the Yellow Jackets hold on fourth down, and they get the football back. Nice drive by Mountain Home, but they come up short once they got inside that 15 and could not convert on fourth down. The play goes to the, well, looks like about the 11.5-yard line. They didn't gain much at all. Looks like no gain on the play.
Sheridan looked like, you know, they had an inkling of where that ball was going to go. I think Bryce looked like he was a little bit unsure. He wanted to, might have wanted to pull. But this, they had such quick penetration, it didn't leave a lot of options. That's the one thing that you've got to have. You've got to have blocking enough to set that stage to where that quarterback and that fullback have time to work.
So the Yellow Jackets will start from their 12-yard line. The handoff comes to the near side. This is Lucas with it, and he is going to bull his way out near the 20, a pickup of eight for Alden Lucas on first down.
Good solid play there, and they're going to try and just pound it out of their end of the field and see what they can do here before the half.
Second and two coming up for the Yellow Jackets as they operate right to left now in the second quarter. 7:49 left before halftime. Sheridan leads it 14-0. Tucker will give it to Lucas once again. Starts right, bounces it back up the middle, has a first down run. Across the 25 to the 27, he'll pick up 7 yards on the play.
That back has really good feet, Brad. I mean, he is really able to make some quick moves, and they're doing a great job of opening up a hole in the interior.
They've got a bunch of seniors that are playing this year that are three-year starters, and that's something that Coach Lance Parker worked on when he got there. He established those sophomores that first year. And
27 seniors.
They look good so far tonight. First down for the Yellow Jackets. The handoff, Lucas once again. And he is hit and stacked up. Nice hit at the 30-yard line. A gain of about three, but a good stick, and it's second and seven coming up.
Good job there of maintaining his ground. That Boje on the tackle, who's like able to fight off the blocker, and then you know, hit with some force. That's one of the things that we've got to start doing. We've got to start hitting with some force and maybe take a little wind out of their sails.
Second down and seven here for the Yellow Jackets. Tucker hands it. Coming to the near side, Lucas once again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, spins, and he's going to pick up. I'm going to give a spot out to the 33-yard line, and Hershberger, one of the first men to get his arms wrapped around those legs, but a pickup of three.
A very good play, though, Brad, because that time Hershberger was able to hold it up. We had pursuit. We rallied to the football, and he had multiple players in on that tackle.
Third down and four here for the Yellow Jackets. See if the Bomber defense can hold and get the ball back with 6:22 left in the first half. Sheridan up 14-0. Back to pass. And it is going to be incomplete. The only player that had a chance to catch that one was Mountain Home's Logan Walker, and it was just off his fingertips out of bounds. And Sheridan will be forced to punt on fourth down.
Great job there. He came up, read the ball, and made a play on it. And just, it's one of those things so frustrating because you see how close we are to making that play. And now we're going to put him in punting position for the first time tonight. That's a positive.
Nobody back deep for Mountain Home. They're not 100% sure that Sheridan's going to punt the football. High snap. Watkins, the punter, will punt. High kick's going to bounce at the 34. Take a Sheridan bounce inside the 30, inside the 25, and inside the 20. Down to the 18-yard line. Boy, they got a big bounce on that one, unfortunately, with nobody back.
Got the turf roll, Brad.
Boy, they did, didn't they? 49-yard punt.
Trust you. You're the math major.
6 minutes left in the first half. 14-0. Sheridan with the lead.
So we come up with a defensive stop. We've moved the ball into their territory. We started making some positive gains here. So now let's see, do you get aggressive or do you run out the clock on the half and regroup at the break?
Bombers will hand it off straight ahead to the fullback this time, straight ahead, and a nice run, about 5 yards on the carry that time.
That's the sophomore.
That is Gage Lindsay, the 6-foot sophomore, is in there for Mountain Home on that carry. He picks up five.
That was one thing Coach Maddox told us. You know, right now he doesn't have a lot of sophomores that he was planning on turning to early in the year. He's trying to develop some depth, but Gage Lindsay is one that's definitely stood out so far.
So 2nd and 5 for Mountain Home. Ball out to the 23 of the Bombers with 5:25 left in the first half, down by 14. And once again, this is McKay with a great fake. And, boy, Sheridan sure thought Lindsay had it. And McKay goes up the left side and takes it across the 30 to the 32 with a 9-yard pickup.
Well, he got me too, Brad, because I was definitely watching the fullback. And then you see Bryce just sprinting through and then sliding for those extra yards.
A 9-yard pickup to the 32, the fresh set of downs now for the Bombers. 5:02 left in the first half. Bombers down by 14. Third possession of the night for Mountain Home. McKay wants to pass on the play action. He's flushed from the pocket. He is driven and sacked at the 28-yard line. He never had a chance on that one. That was Zane Key, one of the defensive linemen who came through almost untouched. And, boy, I tell you, Walker, or McKay, rather, never had a chance on that one.
No, there's not a lot you can do in that situation. Very fortunate that he held on to the football. That was a pretty violent tackle.
Yes.
And but he maintained ball security, got us back. We're now back in the huddle with a chance to do something.
2nd and 14 at the 28-yard line now. 4:10 left in this first half. McKay will keep it, gets a block. Stockton with a block. McKay still going to be hit in the backfield. Manages to get back to the line of scrimmage and looks like that's going to be a bad hit. They may give him a yard out to the 29, it looks like. So 3rd and about 13 coming up here for Mountain Home.
That play just something didn't look right. A lot of stutter stepping on that. I don't know if it was a misread, but definitely not a positive play.
Well, you get yourself behind the chains on first down, and that is so hard to overcome. So now you're looking at 3rd and 13.
That's always the danger of passing early in a drive.
Right.
Because once you make that pass, if you don't get something out of it, then you're in the hole.
3rd and 13 for Mountain Home, and we've got a flag. And Mountain Home got the timeout. That's good because they were going to get hit with an illegal motion penalty. They had about three guys moving when the ball was snapped. But a timeout was called first. We'll break with 3:20 left in the first half. 14-0, Sheridan with the lead. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
With Arvest Bank, there's no fumbling for great customer service. We understand you expect a lot. Stability, convenience, quality, and service. With online banking, mobile check deposit, agri loans, and friendly full-service banking, we are the only bank you need to know. All of the services of a large bank with the personal caring touch of a neighborhood banker. Proud supporters of our community. Arvest Bank, member FDIC. Go Bombers!
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
3:20 left in the first half. 14-0 Sheridan leads Mountain Home Bombers. Looking at a 3rd and 13 from their own 29-yard line after we come out of the timeout.
It's an interesting situation here, Brad. Do you try and pick it up with a chunk play with a nice pass, or do you run the football, keep that clock running, punt it, pin them back in their own territory, and get in to the halftime locker room down just 2 scores?
Well, Austin Stockton back in at quarterback. That would make you think they're going to put the ball in the air, and they do. Stockton back to pass, looking down the right sideline. Complete at the 40, the 35. We've got a flag. We're going to have pass interference, and I'm afraid it's going to be offensive.
I was going to say, Brad, that looked like a really nice push-off.
It was. Go ahead.
No, he just used his hands and used his body to create a little bit of separation. It was a great throw. I don't know if that was necessary to do that, but you see a lot worse than that in every football game.
The play winds up at the 32-yard line. It was a great play by Mountain Home. And like you mentioned, boys, Stockton was dead on with the pass, but it's going to be offensive pass interference.
Definitely think that might make your decision on where the next play comes. There's 3:12 here left in the half, you know, run. I really think that the play before with the timeout was going to be a counter to McKay. So you might see something like that again, try and get some kind of either cross buck or definitely some misdirection going. See if you can pick up a good run, and if not, run that clock down and punt it.
That's the first penalty of the night against Mountain Home, which, boy, it doesn't come until there's 3 minutes left in the first half of your first game. That's pretty good. Only one against Sheridan as well. Unfortunately, it negates a 39-yard pass play.
And puts you into 3rd and 25.
Yes, back at the 14-yard line. Stockton on that misdirection play gives it to McKay. He's going to lose 2 yards on the play back to the 12 as Sheridan brought the house that time, and they make the tackle in the backfield. It was Jacob Smith, the senior, on the tackle, and the Bombers forced to punt.
A tough play, Brad, but a safe play. I mean, yes. It doesn't get you anything, but it doesn't cost you points right now. So now we need to execute on the special teams, get Pausch to kick this ball out and get a good roll ourselves and pin them back.
Letting the play clock run down. There's 2:12 left in the first half. Down to 7 on the play clock. Now they'll snap it. And Pausch with the kick. Watkins unable to field it. Bounces at the 50. Still rolling and down to the 47-yard line of Sheridan. So the Yellow Jackets will have pretty good field position at their own 47-yard line. A short field to work with, and the Bomber defense is going to have to hold here. You cannot allow any more points here before halftime with just under 2 minutes to play before the break.
Definitely going to have to play it tight in the secondary, Brad. Going to have to try and not give up a big play. Sheridan has shown the ability to strike via the pass or the run, but I really think in this situation with less than 2 minutes they're going to have to try and throw the ball. I don't know how comfortable they are with that, so I would play it tight with the run and try not to give up a big play.
1:57 left in the first half. Tucker will hand it off. A flag on the play. This is going to come back, it looks like. I believe they got the tied in on this near side with that illegal block. We'll see what they call.
Good job defensively, though. Austin Lance right there was able to maintain his ground, didn't give on that. And, you know, that's something we've struggled with here in the first half is maintaining our defensive line integrity. They're doing a good job of getting the push.
Oh, they got Mountain Home. This is a penalty against Mountain Home. It's going to move the ball down to the 43-yard line. They indicate is a chop block, which I don't know I've ever seen called against the defense.
Well, you're not blocking anybody on defense.
That's odd. So the penalty moves the ball to the 43-yard line in the first down. Handoff comes to the near side. Lucas once again, and he's going to take it inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. A 6-yard pickup.
Sheridan's moving quick and really trying to get some plays off before the end of this half.
They have one timeout left. Second down and about 4 here for the Yellow Jackets. Handoff, and the Bombers missed the first tackle. Second tackle. The ball's taken away. The Bombers have the football at the 40. They're going to take this one to the house with a touchdown. Up the sideline, Tatum Bashir's touchdown. Mountain Home, a 60-yard strip and score by the Bombers.
That is the kind of play that can make all the difference in the world. I don't think we've seen a play like that for a couple of seasons, getting in there and taking that ball away. I thought we were doing a really great job just coming up and gang tackling, but that right there, that's the, what is it, icing on the cake, cherry on the sundae?
Yes.
We wouldn't know anything about either one of those things, cake or sundaes.
Tatum Bashir strips the ball away from Peyton Edwards, takes it 60 yards to the house, and the Bombers are on the scoreboard with 1:08 left in this first half. Here's the extra point by Cardenas. The kick is good. 14-7. And just like that, the Bombers have cut the lead in half. 1:08 left in the first half. You're listening to Mountain Home Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for 3 reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Boy, how quickly that turned. 14-7. The Bombers with a strip and score. And I know the Sheridan coach is a little upset. They thought that Edwards had been stopped, but whistle had not blown, and the Bombers come out of there with the football. It didn't ever hit the ground.
No. There was no fumble. It was just a plain takeaway.
It was. Here's the kickoff now, as kick's going to go into the end zone with a touchback, and that was Dawson Tabor kicking off that time for Mountain Home, and he gets it into the end zone. Nice kick.
He has a really good leg. He missed his ninth grade season with an elbow injury, but he kicked that year. And he's got a lot of power in his lower body, and if he gets enough work in, he can definitely give you those touchbacks, and those can make a huge difference as well.
Definitely, especially with the speed that we see in the 6A East. So, 1:08 left before halftime. Defense just came up with a huge play. You got to be careful here not to allow something to happen the other way now, take away that momentum. Here's a sweep coming to the near side. Lucas is going to be dragged down at the 27, a 7-yard pickup that time for Lucas. It was Hershberger in on the tackle that time for Mountain Home.
They're doing a really great job of developing a running seam right there off the left tackle's kind of butt in between the tight end, and they just keep finding that gap, and before we can react, they're getting 6-7 yards of play.
We're going to call that at the 28, so about an 8-yard gain. The sweep this time, Lucas to the right side, cuts it back up the middle, has a first down run, hit from behind and pulled down at the 41, a pickup of 13 on the play.
I know the time is running short and we want to be safe, but I think you've got to challenge that a little bit more.
27 seconds left in the first half. First down for the Yellow Jackets from their own 41. And the play is Lucas coming to the near side, ran into his own blocker, and now he's down at the 41-yard line, and Sheridan, they're content to let the clock run out.
That was a great job on defense, though, as well by Bojay. He came up and took his legs out from under him and made sure that he couldn't get a head of steam going.
Sheridan's going to let the clock run out, and we will head to the locker room with only a 7-point difference, thanks to the defensive touchdown by Mountain Home right before the end of the first half. We'll head into the locker room. It's Sheridan 14, Mountain Home 7. You're listening to Bomber Football, a classic hit, 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!